This Transcaucasian Kurd once set out from his village on some business or other to town. There in the market, he saw in a fruit stall a handsomely arranged display of all kinds of fruit. In this display, he noticed one particular fruit, very beautiful in both color and form, and its appearance so took his fancy, and he so longed to try it, that in spite of having scarcely any money, he decided, come what may, to buy at least one of these gifts of great nature and taste it. Then, with intense eagerness, and a boldness not customary to him, he entered the shop, and pointing with his horny finger at the fruit that had taken his fancy, asked the shopkeeper its price. The shopkeeper replied that a pound of the fruit cost 6 groschen. Finding that the price was not at all high for what in his opinion was such beautiful fruit, our Kurd decided to buy a whole pound. Having finished his business in town, he set off again on foot for home that same day. Walking at sunset over the hills and dales, and willy-nilly perceiving the exterior aspect of those enchanting parts of the bosom of great nature, our common mother, and involuntarily inhaling the pure air uncontaminated by the usual exhalations of industrial towns, our Kurd quite naturally felt a sudden wish to gratify himself with some ordinary food also. So, sitting down by the side of the road, he took some bread from his provision bag and the fruits that had looked so good to him, and leisurely began to eat. But, horror of horrors, very soon everything inside him began to burn. Yet in spite of this, he kept on eating. And this hapless biped creature of our planet kept on eating, thanks only to that particular human property I mentioned, the principle of which I have decided to use as the basis of the new literary form I have created, and which will serve as a beacon leading me to one of my aims. You will, I am sure, soon grasp the sense and meaning of this, of course, according to the degree of your comprehension. During the reading of any subsequent chapter of my writings, that is, if you take the risk and read further, or perhaps even at the end of this first chapter, you will already smell something. And so just at the moment when our Kurd was overwhelmed by all the unusual sensations aroused within him by this strange repast on the bosom of nature, there came along the same road a fellow villager of his, reputed by those who knew him to be very clever and experienced. And seeing that the whole face of the Kurd was aflame, and that his eyes were streaming with tears, and that in spite of this, as if intent upon fulfillment of his most important duty, he was eating real red peppers, he said to him, "What are you doing, you Jericho jackass? You'll be burned alive. Stop eating that barbarous stuff, so foreign to your nature." But our Kurd replied, "No, for nothing on earth will I stop. Didn't I pay my last 6 groschens for them? Even if my soul depart from my body, I will go on eating." Whereupon our resolute Kurd, it must of course be assumed that he was such, did not stop, but went on eating the red peppers.